This episode is supported by The Kardashians, now streaming exclusively on Disney+. The cameras return to document Hollywood's most infamous family, inviting viewers back into their lives for a fifth season. Watch Kris, Courtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie as they navigate motherhood, co-parenting, and growing their empires. This season, the Kardashian-Jenner family is focused on staying connected despite busy schedules and the tensions of fame. Tune in for unfiltered access to fresh drama with exes, sibling rivalry, and intense business ventures. And when you watch, you'll see what's actually happening behind the scenes and beyond the headlines. See for yourself how things really went down. Season 5 has more family, more glamour, and more access than ever before. This family always keeps things interesting. New season of The Kardashians, now streaming exclusively on Disney+.
Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat. Once upon a beat,
join me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, for a weekly jam-packed party as we remix and reimagine classic stories for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Once Upon a Beat is a new kids and family podcast from Wondery and Tinkercast, where hip-hop and fables meet. Listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe. So that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So it will end up being Vanderpoop Drools. You know, that's what we called it back in the day. Vanderpoop Drools. And it will end that way, you know. Yeah. So it's just going to end with Ken just sitting there like slowly drooling as people, you know, slow dance around him and a boat goes down like the Titanic. Yeah. A dinner cruise just slowly sinks with Sheena pretending she's on Dancing. But,
hold on, I'm doing a paso doble. A paso doble.
Okay.
So now we have like, so they come out of this finally, and Andy's like, all right.
Sorry, not enough applause was given to Sheena drowning doing a paso doble on a dinner cruise.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I was already looking at my notes.
No, that was to the audience. The audience is like, whatever, just going around in a grocery store getting the rest of my groceries.
They're like, I'm just about to fall asleep, because that's, by the way, 90% of the comments we get at our live shows is like, oh my God, it's so great to meet you. I go to sleep listening to you guys. Like, so many people tell us that they fall asleep listening to us. And we're like, that's great. That's great. We're like, we're boring the fuck out of our audience. So,
well, we're definitely not we're not someone who really values time. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
We're like, hi, we'll be doing this episode for 5 years.
Like, I hope you enjoy. I fall asleep listening to your episodes and I wake up while you're on the same episode.
The show's been on 11 years. We have not shut up since it started. Like, literally. We've not stopped talking.
It keeps going.
Okay.
So Andy's like, so Ariana, what's your reaction to that? And producers, if you want to get real close up on her eyes, we can see every single drop coming out of them, I invite you to do so.
And who? Ariana?
Yeah.
Ariana Phil?
Yeah.
So where are we?
And so Andy's like, so it's like after all that stuff. And Ariana's like, this isn't the first time I actually feel like we're really seeing her like, sort of like really hurting and crying. Well, she'd been hurting, but like we're seeing her crying and just like broken down by all this. She's been very tough through all this for whatever reasons. But now she's really just like,
I thought this was really sad.
It was really sad.
When she said, you know, like that was really hurtful. And I think this was just so simple and well said. And I wish that somebody had brought it up earlier in the season so she could have just said this to shut them up. Not that it would have. But when she said, you know, that was me being my honest self.
Yeah.
Like, I felt so deeply, and I'm not going to be here. So for him to put on this fucking waterworks show, that is me. Who do you want me to be? You know,
it's a Sandoval actively doing the waterworks.
Yeah,
show.
Like, he's like, hold on, let's pretend this is a window.
I was like, dude, you know me well enough to know that that was not acting, man. You saw me in Peter's movie. I can't act.
She's like, no, I don't believe that. And he's like, well, you know me. And she goes, no, I don't believe you. And she's like, and when you didn't get what you wanted, what you said about me to try and triangulate everyone against me, which was him, you know, obviously saying, she doesn't even like you guys. Yeah. And he's like, but you were saying this about me the whole summer, that I was using Sheena and I was using... She's like, why would I have said anything else about you? You just fucked me over 3 months before. Like, what the hell? Why is everybody... It's like, what? Why is everybody acting like this is no big deal, you know? And she's like, you're acting like you did nothing to me, you know? And then in that last set, because she saw when the whole season ends, and it ends with him going, wow, it was good for me. Laughing evilly about Lala going off, you know? And so saying like, oh, well, I look better at least. You know, she's like, how is anybody like sitting here listening to this bullshit? You just saw the real him right there. Does nobody even care?
And he's like, he's crying here. And she's like, I just want you gone. I just want you gone. And I feel like that was such a pure moment, you know, because people just don't seem to appreciate that. That's really all she's wanted. She just wants her peace. She wants to recover. She wants to heal. And she just doesn't want to have to talk to this fucking dickwad.
Well, I just don't understand everyone's like, well, if you're going to be on the show, then you have to deal with your ex-husband. It's real. No, it's not. In real life, you don't have to deal with your ex. You want to burn them alive, and you talk about it to everyone you see. That's it. I don't know anybody who is forced to talk to their ex all the time. That's ridiculous.
So Ariana's like, I just want you away from me. I just want you gone. I don't want to be in a position where I'm being forced to talk with you. And he's like, but that's our job, man. And I'm sorry. I did come to you off camera numerous times. She's like, no, you didn't, because when we came back from San Francisco, you were actually sitting on the couch. Which, by the way, has never happened because we don't like cross paths in our house. But you were sitting on the couch, and whatever needed to be said in San Francisco could have been said in that moment, and it wasn't said.
He's like, yeah, but like that's the thing, because like it's always having that one conversation with the one person you don't want to have it with, you know? Like Lala said, that's what we do. No, she had the conversation with you when she told you to go fucking die, and she was never going to speak to you again.
Yeah.
It's not like she never had the conversation. She had it, okay? It's not everyone's job to come forgive you every time you fuck up, okay? Call Jesus.
Yeah. She's like, I'll have that conversation with everyone else, but I'm not in the right place to have that conversation with you. And that last little thing, like, it's good for me. It's right there. In that moment, I was about to be used. And I was like this. This is going to be like me. This is going to be him. Is his crying in Miami moment. And then it cuts back to Sandoval crying to Kristen in Miami. Be like, oh. I just wanted to be happy. There were times where I thought we were going to spend the rest of our lives together, Christina. I just wanted to be happy. And Ariana's right. That is what Sandoval was going to do. He was going to have a crying moment where he could look like the real tortured soul, the flawed hero who messed up. And she was like, I'm not going to give it to you. And when you said, it's good for me, showed how... fake he was being.
He's like, that was completely different. Like, it's one thing if I'm acting like I'm crying and no tears are coming out, but I'm really good at getting tears to come out, and I deserve credit for that.
Yeah. I'm an emotional person, man. Like, come on, you know me.
You're emotional when you're not getting your way. You have no emotion when you're completely fucking somebody over and fucking one of their best friends in their bed when their grandmother died and their dog died, you piece of shit. I love it. Like, I'm so emotional. No, you're not. You cry when it affects you.
He does have a watertight case on one point, though. He's like, dude, you do know me, okay? You know that I'm right-handed. I have brown eyes. I can buy batteries really well and put them in drawers, man.
You're literally spray tanned, Botox, and filler to the hilt. Can we please not talk about how real you are and everything we know about you to be true? Shut the fuck up, Clea. So Sandoval, Katie's like, oh my God, well, maybe it was like the lying and fucking her best friend for 7 months that threw her off. Not really sure.
Yeah. And Ariana's like, yeah, like, I'm sorry. That's something that you have a hard time with, but this is like, these are consequences of your actions towards me. It's like, well, obviously like our relationship wasn't perfect. She's like, no, I'm not going to rehash our relationship again, because she knows he's already gonna start saying like,
we weren't intimate. It was your mom, it was not you. It's like, that's not the point. It's not the time to litigate the relationship. You fucked up everything. You could have litigated that before you did that, you know. Now's not the time.
Yeah, so he does the whole thing. Like, I just want to say to you, I'm sorry, and I'm not asking you to forgive me. I know you won't. I just know you, like, you don't want to be around me. Like, whatever relationship was, the good, the bad, whatever you did, whatever I did, but, which is not as much as what you did, but you did a lot. So, like, all the things that you did that I suffered through, you know what? I just want to say I'm sorry that you did that to me.
He is. He's like, I wear what I did to you as a bag of shame, and whatever you did to me is, like, totally, I'm not even going to talk about it right now, because I'm really sorry, Ariana. So he's been taught. They literally tried to teach him all season long how to apologize correctly, mm-hmm. and he never could get it.
And yeah, now he almost got this.
Now
one.
He kind of did it, where he's like, it doesn't even matter that our relationship sucked. It's not about that. What I did had no excuse, and I'm very, very sorry. But it's like, bro, it's taken a year and everyone literally wrote that for you and you've refused to just say that for a whole year. Like, what is she supposed to do? You know? But
also, like, again, he just does not, he almost gets it right. But when he goes, you know, like, you know, the good, the bad, whatever you did, whatever I did, like, where that little phrase, whatever you did, whatever I did, why are you inserting whatever you did in there? You, it's just whatever I did and that's it. Because you were the one who cheated with the best friend.
Well, and when she's like, you know, and then you were the one who brought this person into both of our lives. And you brought her in this fucked up way. And this bitch has to talk about me all the time. I mean, Raquel has a fucking podcast where every day now, it's like she goes up there and she makes Ariana into some monster who made her do all of this. You know,
right.
Which it's like, and it works. Like, look at all these people who are like, fuck the lady who got cheated on. Yeah. Like, acting like fucking monsters when this chick has done nothing. Yeah. And you've got these people out there constantly going. And Raquel constantly, oh, let me talk about going wrong with Raquel. About what a fucking victim she is. And putting her through a lawsuit and everything else. It's fucking ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So Sandoval says basically, like, no, I'll give you some space. We'll work things out with the lawyers and everything. So, and he's like, okay, well, so I guess the other thing I was curious about was, what did you think about what Lala said? So now Ariana's crying again, and she's like, well, you know, it really hurts my feelings a lot. It really does. And, like, I was trying so hard, and I feel like it's our job to live our lives, and I'm living authentically by walking away from that. Like, that's what I would do.
Yeah, and Schwartz is like, well, you know, I think the walk away was earned. I mean, I agree with La when it happened, but now I feel like it was well earned.
Thanks.
It's like, now that I feel like the audience is going to be on your side because of your performance here today, I'm going to go with you for the moment. Wishy-washy.
I decided to back out of this primary race and endorse you instead.
Fucking wishy-washy, spineless piece of shit, Schwartz, as usual. And so she's like, you know, I could have talked to you for the show, but it doesn't thrive when things aren't real, and it wouldn't have been real. In real life, I want you to die in a fucking fire. That's it.
I love the way she's
like, I need to say it, you know?
I love the way she flipped that. She's like, the authentic thing I would do would be walk away. Yeah. So Annie asks Sheena's reaction. She's like, yeah, well, right when I saw Tom, like, approaching and, like, she darted off, like, so quickly, I merely knew that, like, we just, like, have to let her go. And, like, with Lala, I completely understood her frustration and, like, I knew she needed support in that moment.
Oh,
like,
Sheena, shut the Lala fuck up, needed Sheena. No support. Sheena's such a fucking mayor. She's trying to win every side here. You chose your side. You talked shit with Lala all year and chose your side. And now that you know you're going to get excoriated online, you're coming in with all this mayor speak to try and get yourself out of it. Get the fuck out of here.
She's saying, I knew Lala needed support in that moment and didn't want her to feel alone. How about you didn't want Ariana to feel alone? Who cares about what Lala doesn't have to worry about feeling alone. Lala thrives being the only one having a big monologue.
So Lala's like, I mean, granted, my ex wasn't on the show, but when he did what he did, I was questioned on, well, we're really sorry that he did that, but you probably should have known. Lala, you dated a necklace turtle with a casting couch who was already banging someone else, that picked you up as a hostess, sent you a Range Rover the next day. You were sending nasty tweets and texts and shit to his wife. Your relationship was fucking disgusting. And granted, you were young, and I get it. Like, he's an older person. He had more responsibility in that than you. He was a disgusting piece of shit. This is someone's, like, love of 10 years that they bought a house together. Like, what are you talking about? How are you comparing that as if it's the same thing? Give me a fucking break. And you didn't give a shit what Rand was doing until he was broke and articles were coming out about
it. And Rand
also, give me a break.
And Rand also didn't cheat on you with, like, your best friend, like Sheena, you know? So it's
he cheated on with you with an endless stream of other lalas, which you were fine with before you knew that he was broke. It was the same
week. It sucks that you were cheated on. No one deserves that. But this is just not the same situation. situation.
It's whatsoever. Not all the same thing, but I've created lives. So I'm a life creator.
Lala is just upset because when she went through a tough time, people were like, okay. And that Ariana, when she goes through a tough time, Ariana is getting like lots of stuff.
It's not the same thing.
But it's like things in life.
You treated women like shit to get your man. And everyone knows it. That's the difference. You're sitting here trying to pretend it's this feminist thing. Like, why is she getting all this attention and I'm not? Because of how you treated women to get your man. Do you understand? You totally backstabbed a woman on TV to get your man. And nationally to get your man. It's not different. You were fucking shitty to women when you were getting your man. It's not the same thing. It doesn't mean you deserve what happened to you with that guy. That guy was a fucking pig. We all saw it coming. And we, especially, were like, don't do it, Lala. Yeah. We've always loved you on this show. We're like, don't do it. But then don't do it and then act like you had no idea who you were dating.
That's the thing.
You enabled a fucking monster, and you were acting like a monster. Sorry, I'm done now. And you were acting like a monster. You don't get to come back and act like a fucking villain. I mean, a fucking victim.
Yeah, and then she's like, you know what, Ariana's, as much as I'm grateful that Ariana has not experienced what I've experienced, I'm a little fucking, you know, Ariana has literally experienced, I think, terrible things. I think what she's saying is like, I have a baby, so you don't know what it's like to be cheated on when you have babies. Which, by the way, that is terrible. And that is a specific thing. But she's acting like Ariana went through nothing. Ariana went through the most high-profile cheating that seems... It feels like the most high-profile cheating scandal since, like, Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's what it feels like sometimes. Although I'm sure there are some that would say the Try Guys was equally as important in pop culture. But I don't think so.
And she's like, well, yeah, you know, sorry about the seven-month-old that you're fighting for. Because now it's all about her child, you know. I'm like, how can nobody... Blah, blah, blah. So she's like, yeah, but you shove him down our throats. But Tom Sandoval was been shoved down my throat for so many years. This was Tom Sandoval's show before you even got here. And when everybody else turned against you, Ariana and Tom were the ones who kept you in the group and kept you filming. And now you're saying he was shoved down your throat? I mean, listen, the man has done things wrong, but he kept you on this show along with Ariana. Yeah. You would have been off this show because nobody else would fucking shoot with you. You're so ungrateful. This is shameful.
I just, you know, I enjoy filming this shows, and like this show has offered me a platform to go out and grab opportunity by the fucking balls and have a baby I can support. Because by the way, I don't know if you know, but this, I have a baby. And you know what? Like, you know, I have a baby. I purchased two fucking homes. And like, I know we all want to think it's like a couple of months of a scandal I had that was good. And that like, that's called like years of fucking busting my ass.
No, it was because you capitalized on the scandal. Where did the money come from that you're buying these homes with? From your fucking Send It to Daryl shirts. Where did that come from? From this. Like, hello.
No, I have a podcast too. So Lala says, you know, she's like, you know, I'm happy that Ariana's been catapulted into opportunity, which is a lie. She clearly is literally
You seem super psyched.
However, I will be damned if one person doesn't stand up to the plates, so that at least if you don't give a fuck about your position on the show because you're thriving, I'm going to need you to give the fuck about mine. What is she even talking about, by the way? I can't even follow
because
her.
Because she is saying by Ariana not shooting with Tom, that jeopardizes the show, which jeopardizes Lala's life, and Lala is supporting children. So by Ariana not shooting with Tom, she's fucking with Lala's child.
No, what's fucking with the show goes back to your point. If you're so concerned about the show, like you know, faltering because Ariana's not shooting with Tom, how about you don't shoot scenes of like a water concierge coming over?
Also, I'd like to just point out that the last good season of this show was your last season with Rand. And the season that this show sucked and tanked and everyone thought it should be canceled was when you refused to film with Rand. That's when the show tanked. It's when your life went to shit and you refused to share anything on camera. Not Ariana. The show's been doing a million people a week with this shit. Not yours, though. Not the stuff that you wouldn't. And no one was like, oh my God, you're murdering my babies by not doing the scenes.
I'm not sure that I totally agree with that. But what I do agree with is the fact that, like, Lala has tried to do the whole move of, like, if you talk to this person, we're not friends. And if you hang out with Rand, we're not friends. She says, well, it's different because I have babies involved. It's like, it's really not. Like, Lala has done the whole thing.
It's all like, different because you've got a baby.
Okay. Lala's done this whole thing before.
Yeah.
So Lala's like, you know what? That night, I was livids that night. Livids. I was so livids. I was, like, watching Liv Tyler, and I was like, id. I was Liv id.
Yeah, and so James like, damn, girl. that was good. James is just sitting there like Lala's biggest cheerleader this whole time. It's so funny. He's like, that was great. Was that Jesus as well? Shakespeare, what are you going for? And she's like, and probably, like, I didn't say it the most eloquently, but this was like days and days of me. Like, I was sobbing on a regular basis that you wouldn't shoot with Tom Sandoval. Okay? Because I love filming with you guys, even when you fuck up. Hold on, hot dog fingers coming up. And so LVP's like, wait a minute. So you're saying you felt down, let down, because the true story you were getting wasn't the true story they were filming. And she's like, yeah, it was difficult because I understood where she was coming from, but I was like, what is she going to dictate how this goes down when I've never gotten to dictate? But you did. You kept Rand off the show and you kept anybody from filming with him. You did dictate it.
Lala is.
You also crashing. Dictated your whole relationship with Rand when you lied your ass off about dating him in the first place and getting him from that married lady. You've always dictated your whole storyline on this show.
Also, Lala is literally willing to trash her friendship with Ariana, a friendship with a friend. She's willing to trash her friendship, you know, to complain about the fact that she didn't get to have a storyline the way she wanted to do on reality TV. That's what this is about. She wanted to call the shots, but unfortunately, Lala, for all her attempts, has just never been on the starting lineup. She is always like, she is not a starter on the basketball team. She is the sixth man, or lady, as we would say.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I'm Elena, an autopsy technician.
And I'm Ash, a hairstylist.
And we just love swapping stories about all of the morbid things that fascinate us.
And if you do too, join us on our podcast, Morbid. It's a safe space to let your weirdo flag fly.
On Morbid, we cover dark historical events, sinister science, unnerving paranormal events, and sordid high society murders.
We also dive deep into the most notorious crimes in history.
Our podcast is grounded in rigorous and painstaking research. We're also not afraid to read a bitch.
Yeah. We keep it weird because a dash of snark is necessary to get through grotesque true tales of demented minds.
So follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge. And also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Peyton, it's happening. We're finally being recognized for being very online.
It's about damn time. I mean, it's hard work being this opinionated.
And correct.
You're such a Leo.
All the time. Yeah. So if you're looking for a home for your worst opinions.
If you're a hater first and a lover of pop culture second.
Then join me, Hunter Harris.
And me, Peyton Dix, the host of Wondery's newest podcast, Let Me Say This.
As beacons of truth and connoisseurs of mess, we are scouring the depths of the internet so you don't have to.
We're obviously talking about the biggest gossip and celebrity news.
Like, it's not a question of if Drake got his body done, but when.
You are so messy for that, but we will be giving you the B-sides, don't you worry. The deep cuts, the niche, the obscure.
Like that one photo of Nicole Kidman after she finalized her divorce from Tom Cruise.
Mother, a mother to many. Follow Let Me Say This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to episodes everywhere on May 22nd, or you can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app on Apple Podcasts.
So Ariana's like, well, Andy is asking Ariana, like, what about your response? And she's like, I don't think I'm Beyonce, and I don't think I'm God. And I sob at home, okay, but I do sob. I don't need to do it in front of Sheena. I do it on my own. And if you want to talk on show terms, me walking away from that conversation was a lot more interesting than me sitting there and listening to it, okay? Was it not a better ending to your season to give you another season for another paycheck?
Which that was also so great.
Like I gave you a cliffhanger. So
it's like, she basically is like saying, let me remind you, I'm calling the shots on this season, bitch. You can try what you want, but I gave you this moment.
And let's think of Lala's storyline wrapping up this finale. Oh, didn't have one? Okay. So she's like, had I not spoken my mind, it would have ended with you walking out the doors.
Yeah. Also would have been fine. Would have worked.
It still ended up with her walking out the door. You didn't even get the ending of the season. It's still, you tried. You tried it, but you still didn't get the ending of the season. It still ended with her walking out the door. And laughing about going to Applebee's while you were having a meltdown in a Dorinda turban. God, I wish they'd given her a Dorinda turban. She really needed a Dorinda turban for that breakdown.
Well, Lala, you said Tom and Ariana were not honest about their relationship until the affair broke. What were they not honest about? And Lala's like, well, I've heard a lot of things, okay? And I heard it from a lot of you guys. You guys were all talking about it. And then we see, actually, footage from last year, season 10. Katie's talking to Lala and I think Christina? I don't remember. Or maybe Sheena. Who knows?
Christina, yeah.
And she's like, well, Tom and Ariana present themselves one way on the show, and they don't fight on the show, but they present themselves as having the perfect relationship when I don't foresee it as that. Oh, she doesn't foresee it as
that. That's Katie. That's okay. That's such a Katie thing to say. I don't foresee it as that.
That's a convenient narrative, and I'm not being treated humanely.
I'm completely without fathoms right now.
She doesn't. It's not that she doesn't see it like that. She doesn't foresee it. Like
I don't
that.
Foresee it.
She doesn't see it.
And Lala's like, why aren't we talking about that? And Katie's like, because we're not allowed to. And I'm not trying to talk shit. I'm just saying point blank what I've seen going on.
In the future when I foresee it.
Yeah. And then in the force. So then, I'm sorry, I'm reading in the notes. So Katie's like, Lala, stop doing that. And she's like, do not raise your voice at me, Katie. And she's like, we've been talking a lot and I'm going to raise my voice. You can hear me loud and clear. Stop acting like I'm lying, okay? You won't let me get a word out. And because I like that Katie's like, yeah, I was talking shit, but now I'm not. So, whatever.
Not as I foresee it.
And Lala's like, yeah, but you need to admit that you're talking shit. She goes, but I did. I already told her I was talking shit and how I felt.
It's really.
And then we worked through it. You're the one who's such a wuss that you can only say a thing behind someone's back until you're literally called out on it on a reunion, Lala.
Okay. It's also just not groundbreaking that Katie Maloney talks shit about someone, you know? So Andy is like, well, Sheena, did you think the truth of Tom and Ariana's relationship was being portrayed on the show over the years? Sheena's like, being close with him, like, sure, I would see moments where they weren't great, but then I'd see moments where they were, like, all over each other and, like, making out, like, every relationship has roller coasters. And Sandoval's like, yeah, more like rolling at a music festival, though. So he's basically saying, like, we had no chemistry left. Right. We would only make out if we were on ecstasy at Coachella.
Right, because it's fucking with his narrative that their relationship was utter shit, which is why he was cheating, yeah. Right? So he's like, only when we were rolling. Dude, the night that she found out, there's footage of her being so excited at yet another Sandoval gig. Do you know how painful that is for anyone to even see a clip of that with any kind of tone, which we know that she has? Mm-hmm. It hurts. It literally gives headaches. And that woman went out to see you constantly, and there's footage of her like partying and like laughing it up and smiling it up to support your terrible ass. Don't pretend that you had someone that didn't even care about you or was never there for you. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work like that.
Sandoval also said that over the years, it was him who went to your things and supported you off camera and not Ariana. Is that true? She's like, no, I think they've both shown up for me. I love Ariana. America, I love Ariana.
And Lala's, please don't be mad at me, America.
Sheena, you have said that shit to me off camera. Like, can we be done? I'm so fucking dunce right now. And so Lala gets up and is like, oh, come on.
Oh, here goes Lala. Lala, who got mad that Ariana walked out, is now getting up and walking out like she does every fucking reunion.
Literally. I mean, how can you walk out when you're mad at Ariana not having tough conversations?
So she's like, can we not? I'm so annoyed because, like, everyone wants to live their real life. Well, I want to live my real life now. Then live it. Who's stopping you? What is it? Oh, your brother lives with you. Great, do that. Your mom takes care of your kid. You're stealing a nanny babysitter. Great, do it. Do something.
She's like, I just feel like, she's like, you know what? It's like, I just feel like I'm the only one. I feel like I've been honest at all. You know, again, now you want me to sit up here and talk about, you want to talk about being honest. And she's like, I haven't finished talking. That's going to make a really good point. So he just like asked if there was like an event that like Ariana didn't show up for that Tom did. And Lala's like, yeah. And you said no. She goes, no. Well, guess what? She goes, well, Lala's like, you know, but so Lala sits down. She goes, you know what? Oh, I'm getting annoyed. Everyone else wants to live their real life. Well, guess what? I want to live my real life now. So she was like, okay, well, guess what? Can I think of a specific event that Tom showed up for that Ariana didn't? No. But can I think of several events where I felt like Tom had my back and wrote harder for me than Ariana? Yes. What the fuck are you talking about, Sheena, at this point? What is the difference?
I don't know. So then they're like, well, Lala says, well, you know, everyone's living for the comment section, but, you know, you've also, Katie, expressed many times that there wasn't, that Ariana wasn't giving much on the show before this even happened. And Katie goes, well, there wasn't much to give. Which is funny because Katie totally did say all that shit. Like, Ariana doesn't give shit. Ariana doesn't do anything. Why are we the ones doing everything? And Ariana gets to be some little hero and all she does is show up and smile at everybody. But we also have to remember that Katie and Ariana weren't necessarily close until fairly recently on the show.
Right? Yeah.
They only teamed up fairly recently. It wasn't like they were always friends because Katie and Tom Sandoval hated each other, which put Ariana in the middle, and Ariana would never stand against Sandoval in favor of Katie because guess why? Katie was also kind of an asshole in those situations too. So it's
let's not forget that historically, the witches of WeHo had always kept Ariana at arm's length.
Right.
And they actually did not like Ariana. It was only late in the run of Vanderpump Rules that they accepted Ariana. And then when everyone was like fired from the show, Katie really only had Ariana or Sheena, and Katie never liked Sheena. So, and then they were just like, their whole thing was like, oh, we're like the, essentially like the wives of these, of the Toms, right? Like who have the bars. So they were kind of like thrust together. So, Sandoval basically is like,
well, in other words, like Katie didn't really pretend to be something she wasn't with Ariana. When she didn't like Ariana, she didn't like Ariana. Like we've seen that on the show. So
Sandoval's like, you know what? Like, if you all had abided by Ariana's rules, no one would have filmed with me. And she's like, I never said any rules about filming with Tom. That's like a weird thing to say. So then out of nowhere.
Which kind of isn't because you were like, well, I won't be friends with anyone who is friends with him. So yeah, it's not really that crazy of a thing.
Mm-hmm. So then Andy, out of nowhere, he turns to Lisa. He's like, Lisa! And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I just was taking a nap there for 20 minutes. Are we still at the reunion? It's like, yes. So when you'd had it with the other women on Beverly Hills, you made the choice to leave the show because you knew that it would be expected of you to integrate with that group. And you said, I can't do it anymore. Ha! If you thought you were off the hook for quitting Beverly Hills, guess what? We're coming for you now.
So she's like, well, when I left those bitches, it's because a reunion is to reunite. I didn't want to reunite with them, all right? And she's like, I just wanted to say I'm fucking done, and that's okay. So she's telling Lala, like, you have a point, too, you know, that everyone wasn't being honest. And she's like, but no one can tell me that Ariana hasn't shown up. She has shown up. If I'd been in that situation, I wouldn't have shown up to film with my husband and his mistress. So, yes, she has shown up. And I was like, thank you. Good on you. And Ariana literally, she started crying when she, like, Vanderpump stood up for her and was like, she's been filming. What the fuck are you people talking about?
Yeah.
She did show up. Ariana was, like, touched and started crying. And I was like, that's actually really good because I wasn't expecting that answer. I was kind of expecting Vanderpump to be like, this is television. If you don't like it, then get out like I did. But she wasn't. She was like, yeah, I could ignore those bitches. And I did. But it's not like I had to film with my ex who was cheating on me. I wouldn't have done that shit either.
This is also like a little bit of a way out for, I think Andy, now in retrospect, now like listening, like talk about this scene, it's a little bit of Andy throwing a little, like a little, I don't know, a get out of jail free card to Vanderpump. Because I think there were a lot of people. Yeah, because I think there were a lot of people that were like, why does Ariana, like everyone's like, oh, Ariana has to like, like, we're shooting something here, and Ariana has to, like, you know, show up and participate in this. But, like, why should Ariana be expected to show up and, like, have these scenes when Lisa Vanderpump skipped out on her own show when things got tough? And so I think this was actually a little bit of a way of for Andy being like, well, you skipped out when things got tough because you had a reason behind it that in a way that's different, right? And Lisa's like, yes, my reason is that I didn't want to go forward. But Ariana, she does want to go forward. So in a weird way, at first I thought this was Andy giving Lisa grief. But now that I think about it, I think he actually kind of like gave her a softball.
Oh, I don't. I think he was saying like, well, Lisa, you quit the show. So don't you think Ariana should have quit the show if she wasn't willing to put the work in? And Lisa's like, but she did put the work in.
Yeah.
I didn't want to put the work in, so I left. And she did show up and she did have tough conversations, even if it wasn't with Tom, you know? Yeah. So
Andy's like, well, before we go to break, does anyone have anything else they want to say? And Sheena's like, I'm just curious if after watching that, like, Ariana, do you understand, like, why Lala was so frustrated in that moment? And Ariana's like, I understand the frustration. I don't understand the insults. So now
she starts crying. So they go to break and Katie's like hugging her, and then Katie's earring gets stuck in her hair. And so it becomes like a wacky segment. And Katie's like, I totally did not foresee this happening.
Yeah.
Which actually she didn't say because that would make sense.
So Ariana is like, her hair is like stuck in Katie's earring. And Andy's like, wow, this is funny. I'm so glad this happened. This really changed the vibe. We needed this right now.
He's like, so just when Ariana was about to dissolve into a puddle of tears, an earring got caught. Wasn't that funny? Remember? And Ariana's like,
yeah, it was great.
So it's really good, Andy.
All right, Tom, how do you see your place in the group moving forward? And he's like, I don't know, man. This has been a lot this year. Like, I'm overwhelmed today, and I appreciate everyone who's given me somewhat of a chance. Just want to say, Ariana, she sucks. She wasn't intimate with me. It was really all her fault. I'm so sorry, Ariana.
So, Andy asks Lala, like, are your friendships with Katie and Ariana in the ER? She's like, yes, and I'm okay with that. Just remember this. Nannies and babysitters are different.
Words matter.
And Sheena's like, oh my god, it was like the most challenging summer than I've ever had. Sheena, you've been divorced on this show. Been through hell on this show. Someone else's breakup is the most challenging of her life. Okay, Sheena.
Yeah. She's just saying how Ariana was like her person and like.
And you fucked her over. Blah, blah, blah. So have fun with that. Have fun with your consequences.
Katie, you seem lighter. Did you take a dump? It's nice to see you and Schwartz sending each other memes. Although, is it really a meme when you send him a wall of text saying, fuck you, I hate you, stay out of my life? That's a meme, right? You know what? I think I may not understand what memes are.
So I can't wait to meet your new girlfriend.
Yeah, because it's like this thing where she's like, yeah, I can't wait to meet your girlfriend. Maybe I'll seduce her away from you.
So then, you know, it's the goodbye section. DJ James Kennedy has a residency in Las Vegas. It's at the Live.
That's funny, because I was Live-ed. So Schwartz like, I just want to remind everyone on stage, I love you guys. You guys are my friends and my family. And there's like a lot of talk about the show and the job and, oh, you know, it's all valid. Everyone's valid. Everyone said the exact right thing and I support everyone. But like, you guys are like my family. And like, Ariana, I know we're not in the best place, but like, I didn't mean anything I said. I'm a little boy.
Well, instead of having a shot, we're going to have sandwiches from Chef Penny's Something About Her TM.
And since Peter wanted a raise after 10 years of being on this show, and we said, not a chance, we've replaced him with Kyle Chan, which is pretty amazing that Kyle Chan actually wound up on our reunion stage somehow. Wow, this guy really knows how to do it. And also Anne.
Is Kyle Chan sponsoring the season? Kyle Chan has gotten more Kyle Chan love than I've ever seen.
I've never seen someone play the long game on Bravo. Like, maybe like Marlo. I think he's played it longer than Marlo Hampton. Like, he really, because at this point, he still is only at the part where he's like stepping out the reunion stage. Marlo Hampton at this point had like legitimate scenes.
Yeah. So then basically backstage they're talking because the show's over now, right? And so Sheena's like, oh my God, she's like still mad at me. Yeah, Sheena, because you're fucking spineless, okay? And she actually was pretty nice to you. I don't think anybody was mean to you.
I think Ariana was nice, yeah.
Sheena's just tap dancing her way into oblivion, you know?
So Lala's meanwhile still popping off backstage. She's like, I think in that moments of watching Lisa defend so hard when it's like it's like the season 90 reunions all over again, I did not want to be grilled about my ex who did this to me. Like, you know what? Like, instead I was greeted with like, you lose him and you get him. Just like now Ariana gets to walk away when she's uncomfortable. Like, I'm creating lives, okay? And I don't get to walk off the stage when I'm feeling like I'm uncomfortable. She's mad. Now her new thing is that Ariana got to walk away, and when she tried to walk away, everyone said, come back. So now she's mad about that.
But here's the big difference. Ariana did shoot the scene. She did shoot the scene with Tom where she had the breakup and she was confronted with everything she did. It was like a full day of her sobbing in a scene. You never did shoot the scene. You literally shut all the cameras down and refused to let anybody get near you, just like you did through your whole fucking relationship. You're such a hypocrite. And you never had to do anything that you're stating you had to do.
Ronnie, but actually one thing that we are overlooking, she's creating lives.
I'm baking up babies right now.
I have a baby and I've got another baby. I just want to bake a baby now.
She's like, you guys, I just want to bake a baby. This show is so authentic, which is why I got impregnated right in time to have a season finale of me having a baby, which has now been stymied.
So everyone's basically like leaving. Lala's really pissed off because ultimately, she's trying to control the narrative, and they won't let her. And so she's mad that other people get to control the narrative. And she's like, but I'm having like literally a baby, and they still won't let me control the narratives. What do we have to do to earn the narratives around here? I want to be the one who controls the narrative.
And I love that she's hiding her face. Like, if I do this, then we'll put this on cameras. Like, having her meltdown. And Katie's like, Jeremiah, the last thing that somebody should foresee about me is that I'm not honest about foreseeing myself, my true self. And Ariana's like, yeah, you're like literally the most authentic person I've literally ever seen. And Katie's like, yeah. And Ariana's like, yeah.
So then Lala's like still getting all, she's all feisty. She's like, you know, going off. Like, I don't care what I hurt anyone's feelings. And so then that's, so then
she goes, Ariana, I barely even see her. And Katie, I don't give a fuck.
She doesn't act like she gives a fuck. Well, if she doesn't, it's like, stop pretending then.
She's literally not pretending that she gives a fuck. Everyone got their stuff and left you sobbing in the...
I know. No one gave you a hug.
She's so full of it.
So then outside, Sandoval goes up to Lala and's like, by the way, I wrote hard for you, and, like, you're fucking awesome, man. Like, respect. Like, fucking respect, okay? Like, fucking respect, man.
Yeah, because she did exactly what you wanted. She went after your enemy the whole time. This guy's so fucking transparent. After being like, oh, dude, all they want is to apologize. He's like, yeah, good job nailing Ariana to a wall. So then everyone gets in the cars and drives off, and Lala's crying. She's like, I just want to go, like, bake a baby. I just want to go live my good life.
Bake a baby. I'm having a good life.
Stop. I'm like baking a baby. It's like healthier than a fried baby.
So that is, I think you're right about everything. Like, we are like at the end of an era. I think Lala's going off to bake her baby on the Valley season 2, perhaps. And who knows what's going to happen with this group. But wow.
I don't know. People are saying, oh my God, we should follow something about her. I'm not opposed to that. I just don't see any messiness with like girl sandwich shop people. You know, like the restaurant has 5 tables. I just can't imagine Anne being like, you guys really need to wear shorter skirts.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this show, I don't know what they're going to do. Like, Below Deck has been really smart in that they've set a precedent that's going to be different people every year. And so now, but this show hasn't. So when you get new people, everyone's like, fuck them, you know?
Well, I think this show doesn't have to do anything. It hasn't been about a restaurant in literal years. It's just still about these losers trying to navigate their loser lives. So just keep it about that. I don't think they have to make any changes. Just give it a little bit of time. Katie will still be, you know, trying to finish a knitting project that she started 7 years ago. Ariana will be shooting some other reality show. Tom will be trying too hard and failing miserably. Schwartz will be in some terrible relationship. I mean, just keep following him.
Yeah. I mean, look, the show.
I have to change.
I have to say, I loved this season. I'm ready for more. So anyway.
That was meh. I was mad on it.
On it. A lot of people
But last season was good. The season before was fucking horrid. Yep, that was
pretty bad.
But I mean, listen, it's still a show I love, and I'm just keep doing the show. You know, bring and plus the Tom's dating literal children is going to be amazing. I mean, they're going to be bringing 23-year-olds around this cast. Katie is just going to lose her fucking mind, which is going to be really fun. Ariana is just going to probably torture them, but then ultimately befriend them and support them in the group. You know, it'll be fun to watch. It's funny because for so many years, people have been saying they need to bring fresh blood. And they're like, but how do we bring youth into the show when we're not at the restaurant anymore to replace them with waiters? Well, you just have the guys turn into typical LA guys and start dating people 20 years their junior. That's how.
Well, they're going to be on. They're on.
That's all you have to do.
Listen, the show's going to be on, the shooting's on pause, which is weird because this is a summer show. So I don't know, is it going to be paused till next summer? I don't know. We'll find out.
No, it'll just be till she's done shooting
this Love Island.
Yeah, right. It'll be till fall, I think.
Yeah, it'll be till fall. But
we'll I don't know. I'm just leaning, so it acts like I'm acting like I know
think
you're more. Because I'm leaning. I'm like, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
No, I think you're correct. I think it's correct. I think after Love Island and after Chicago, obligations are done. They will start filming again. It'll be fine. It'll be good. This show is resilient. I think the takeaway that we have is that this show is resilient, and it's just going to go forward. At this point, we're not. You're right. It's not a show about people working in a restaurant. We're just watching a group of people, and we're just going to watch them until they are just like old, and you know, we're watching the rest of their lives at this point.
You know, one thing that's super fun in LA is to watch people age.
It is. I mean, soon we're going to be watching Tom Sandoval doing sets at the Rainbow Room on Sunset. If you don't know what the Rainbow Room is, that is where, like...
Wait, where is it?
That's like, it's like up there. It's like on the west side of the Sunset Strip. It's like where all like the hair band fans from the 80s go to still do sets, you know? Yeah. And like the people who...
I think of the Rainbow Room in New York.
It's a very different,
classier.
At the Rainbow Room in New York.
It's much classier.
That's where I saw Andrea Mitchell recite "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and I was like, "What a celebrity!"
Yeah, there you go.
Little gay
point made.
The point is this: the Rainbow Room in LA is very different. You know, we started this recap with me singing "White Lion," and we end the recap talking about the place where White Lion fans still exist. So that's what the Rainbow Room is.
Full circle, guys. Well, it's been another super great year of Vanderpump Rules. We sure love you guys.
We love you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here. Try not to, you know, go fuck your partner's best friend of
We're going to go bake some babies because we're creating life.
Guys, we're going to go create some lives. Okay, guys.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or You can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.